Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
My name is Patrick Keegan, and I am the executive producer of Chesapeake Collectibles at Maryland Public Television, MPT.
MPT. I've been watching it ever since I was a kid, so everyone around here knows it and loves it. And of course, Chesapeake Collectibles is going to come back tonight, as you said. And it's going to air through, for 13 weeks, every Monday at 7:30 p.m. So check it out.
Correct.
Thanks for doing this. Before we dive into this season, give me more of a, let's take a big picture step back and just remind me, what season are we in? How'd this whole thing get started, like to begin with? I want to set the stage of, the idea to begin with.
Sure. So this is the 11th season of Chesapeake Collectibles. We had 10 seasons that ran before the pandemic brought things to a grinding halt. But it was such a successful series that as things began opening back up, the decision was made that Chesapeake Collectibles, given the success of the past, there was still an appetite for it. It was still rating really well. We continued to get many inquiries about when it was coming back. Shortly after I joined MPT in 2022, I was asked to find a way to bring the series back. And so what you will see tonight is an homage to the past. The format's much the same, but there will be some differences from previous seasons.
Awesome. Sounds great. And just so and one more in one second, I want to do sort of a deep dive in what we'll see tonight and maybe even in the some of the coming weeks here, throughout January. But
Sure.
one more sort of to set the stage, like you and I know what the show is about, but give, let's say there's a listener on WTOP who's somehow hard to believe never tuned in, but give them the basic premise of the show, like what Chesapeake Collectibles is.
So Chesapeake Collectibles can be thought of as a regional version of Antiques Roadshow. People from all over the viewing area, which stretches from New Jersey down to Virginia, bring items to our studio at MPT to meet with appraisers. And appraisers will look at the items they've bought in and tell them about the history of the item, the provenance, and ultimately the value. And I think that's what our audience loves and why people bring items in. They want to know, how much is this thing I bought, I found in my attic, how much is it worth? Sometimes they're surprised, sometimes they're disappointed, but the surprises are what makes great television.
And how many people are judging? How many are on the team of appraisers, and how many like total items did you have to look at this season?
So we had, I think, approximately 15 appraisers and 1,000 guests who, by my estimates, bought in 3,000 items.
Wow.
So our appraisers look at a lot of things. And it's
Awesome.
my job to work with the appraisers to identify which of these hundreds and hundreds of objects have a strong enough story or are interesting enough that we should put them on the set and film them for Chesapeake Collectibles. So there are
Awesome.
about six segments per episode. So we only show about 1% of the items that come in through the door. So it's a tough task to narrow down the items to just that 1%.
And do they have to be items from the Chesapeake Bay area to fit with the title? Or I guess like what how big of like a radius are do you accept these items from?
There is no geographic restriction on where these items can come from.
Okay.
The criteria that I look for when I'm thinking, should this go in front of the cameras, is this an interesting item? That's quite a low bar, but sometimes you just see something and you think, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So for example, in our second episode, we have a gentleman who brought in a collection of memorabilia relating to the sinking of the Titanic.
Oh, that's
That's a
so cool.
no-brainer. Of course, that's going on
Yeah.
camera. The
Yeah.
Titanic is ever popular.
So what are we going to see tonight? Without further ado, January 8th episode. What are we going to see tonight?
So there is some pretty amazing stuff in our first episode. We start off with a priceless treasure. Our prior host, Rhea Fiken, makes a cameo as a guest. I wanted to pay tribute to Rhea. She hosted the series for 10 seasons before her retirement. So she bought in an item for appraisal. And so guests will have to tune in to see what that is. We have a gentleman who found an absolute bargain, a $50 cup and saucer that turned out to have been a part of the Harrison administration's White House China.
Wow.
So a spectacular investment. This gentleman, I think it was about 1,000% return on his investment. Quite incredible. We have Evan Woodard, who is a local influencer, quite well known in the Baltimore area for his historic studies and archaeological studies. He brings in a Civil War rifle that he found in Frostburg in Western Maryland. And then one of the greatest items to ever appear on Chesapeake Collectibles, my personal favorite as a huge computer geek, a gentleman bought in an Apple I computer, one of the first computers ever made by Apple, hand built by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak in 1976, along with the various Apple paraphernalia, the manual, and the briefcase that the person who owned it initially put it in. So wow. It is the very first portable Apple computer, worth an eye-watering amount of money.
Wow, I can see why you chose that to kick off the first episode here. That's like you said, arguably the biggest item you've had. Awesome. Well, that sounds like everyone has to tune in tonight then for that premiere episode. How about next week, the episode 2, January 15th? And this is when you go into the Titanic thing you already mentioned. But yeah, let's drop it in here. What about episode 2?
Our second episode kicks off with an ever-popular theme, Titanic memorabilia. When the owner of this collection walked through the door, I just immediately knew that we had to chat for him, had to get him on camera. He had an extraordinary collection of medallions, telegrams, all relating to the sinking. And it's just a fantastic collection. We also have a presentation from our appraisers about what's hot and what's not in modern collectibles. What are the hot items? And those are things like Lego, Pokemon cards, internet game toys, you're relating to things like Overwatch. So showing our audience, what are the up-and-coming collectibles? If you want to invest in something, what should you invest in today? We also have this gorgeous portrait of a Maasai woman that was found in an art gallery, in an art shop in Baltimore. A Swiss pocket watch brooch that had an evaluation that left our guest in shock. And something that was new to me, a Betty lamp, which is one of the very first, one of the earliest forms of lighting in America. It's a colonial lamp with these very intricate details that left our appraiser very impressed.
A Betty lamp, Betty.
That's correct.
Wow. All right. Well, that is again, you know, as if the Apple computers weren't enough at week one, then Titanic is week two. It's big stuff every time.
Yeah,
all right. How about
fantastic guests this season?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I know we don't have time for all 13 weeks, but maybe let's just round out at least this month, January. So we'll do episode 3 and 4 and take us through January. So then what tell us some of the cool items, the collectibles featured in episode 3 on Monday, January 22nd.
Episode 3 promises to be another great episode. We have, and this astounded me when it came through, a ceremonial Admiralty hat that once belonged to Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator. Hmm. It was confiscated from his mansion in Italy by our guest's grandfather, I believe. We have a series of commemorative prints celebrating the Tuskegee Airmen. A dagger confiscated from an SS officer who was hiding in a toilet during World War II. And a collection of rare prototype plates produced for the B&O Railroad. I know we have a lot of B&O Railroad enthusiasts in our viewing and listening areas, so I'm sure that will strike their fancy. And then quite a cool item, we had a Colt Dragoon revolver that was once owned by a stagecoach guard in the Wild West that had some quite unique aspects to it that our appraiser was very excited when he saw it.
Man, so many cool items. Like, you start listing them, and I'm like, well, that's enough for an episode. And then you're like, but wait, there's more.
There's always more.
It's crazy. All right, well, maybe time for one more to take us through the rest of January then. So that the final Monday of the month, January 29th, Some cool stuff, some timely stuff with related to a big movie that's been out this year.
Yeah, I really feel like there's something for everyone in these episodes. So in our January 29th episode, somebody brought in the very first Barbie ever produced from 1959, which was very popular with both the crew and other guests. It was quite the sensation, very timely with the release of the Barbie film. We also had a Joe Montana NFL rookie card, which was unusual for the signature upon it. It was before Joe Montana developed the signature that he would later use on all his autographs. So it sort of predates him becoming the Joe Montana of, you know, NFL fame.
But it is certified that his actual handwriting is just before he perfected his official Joe Montana.
The provenance is impeccable. It was a journalist who was assigned to the 49ers back in the day.
Wow, that's cool.
We also have a gentleman who was going through his uncle's belongings and found a bottle of cognac that he just thought looked pretty nice and turned out to be one of the most valuable bottles of cognac you can obtain. And we have a war rug that was created in Afghanistan that is used by the Afghanis to tell their folk stories. And it tells the story of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan back in the 70s. And then we also have an item of pretty historical significance. One of our appraisers managed to get his hands on the only known photograph taken of U.S. colored troops during the Civil War. It's an item of great historic importance, so much so that the appraiser, after showing it to us, has donated it to the National Gallery in Washington, D.C., and will be a core part of their collection.
Wow, that's awesome. And that's the USCT.
Correct. U.S. colored troops. I think they were disbanded shortly after World War II.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, there's so many great items here. Everyone tune in. I'll plug it on the radio on Monday. I guess sort of in closing, just pretend I'm not here and talk directly to the listeners. Say, hey, you know, hey, DMV, tune in. Just sell them on it. Invite them to watch.
Sure. To your listeners, Chesapeake Collectibles is a fantastic show. If you have even a passing interest in history or Maryland or local stories, it's a fascinating show with fascinating items. And its success depends upon you, whether you are just a viewer or you come out to participate. You can catch the show at 7:30 on MPT tonight or on streaming at mpt.org or download the PBS app to your device of choice and stream it there. I'd also invite anybody to sign up to come out to our taping for season 12. We are taping season 12 on June 22nd and 23rd, and you can go to mpt.org/collectibles to gain more information to sign up.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great season. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. See ya. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, sir.